From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. In Laos, site of the 28th meeting of Southeast Asian nations, or ASEAN, India's prime minister will take part Wednesday in the 14th ASEAN-India summit and Thursday's East Asia summit in the capital, Vientiane. In a speech Tuesday, President Barack Obama reaffirmed the long-term interests of continued U.S. engagement in the region.
In this region, we see hundreds of millions of young people with high expectations for their lives, with many of our major trading partners and most of the world's growing middle class. Growth here can mean more jobs and opportunity in all countries. This region is home to five of our treaty allies and some of the world's most capable militaries, which means Asia will shape the course of global security.
Addressing hundreds at the Lao National Cultural Hall Tuesday, Mr. Obama explained how deeply the U.S. has become involved in the Asia-Pacific region in his time in office.
With Indonesia and Malaysia, we're promoting entrepreneurship, we're opposing violent extremism, and we're addressing environmental degradation. With my recent visit to Hanoi and Ho Chi Minh City, we've shown our commitment to fully normalizing our relationship with Vietnam. We've elevated our ties with India across the board, and we welcome India's growing role in the Asia-Pacific. We've deepened our cooperation with regional institutions, especially here in Southeast Asia.
And he said he's pursuing a constructive relationship with China. Tunisia's defense minister on Tuesday urged his country's North African neighbors to cooperate to halt Islamic State fighters fleeing their stronghold in the Libyan coastal city of Sirte from returning to their native countries in the region. At a security conference in Paris, Farhat Horchani said about 1,000 Tunisians who joined the IS group represent a threat to his country. He said IS fighters flushed out of Sirte are moving south to join Boko Haram and could turn west. This is VOA News.